the leader of this initiative is a gentleman by the name of Antonio Rodiles, who was also among those detained and arrested and apparently pretty badly beaten up. He hasn't been released as of yet. His family was able to visit him at the prison, and he's got a black eye and he's pretty badly bruised. They're apparently going to put him on trial for resistance. But what was exceptional about the 7th and 8th was that it was a relatively large number of people arrested in a short period of time, and some high-profile figures. There were bloggers, intellectuals, folks that normally aren't targeted, like the opposition political parties and opposition activists that do get the brunt of repression.
What do you think can be done to stop things like this happening in the future? Do you think the international community needs to take more of a stand against the Cuban government?
Definitely. The problem has been that the international community is not only... This isn't only an isolated thing. I mean, you have Cuba, a country that's been going sort of in the wrong direction in terms of centralizing power and having difficulties on the human rights front, rising difficulties over the last few years, is Venezuela. Russia, we just saw today, they just passed put into effect a law that makes it illegal for Russians to speak to foreigners, which is a law that the Cubans have had on the books for a long time, which we call La Ley Mordaza, Law 88, which if you speak to someone critically about the Cuban regime, legally they have the basis to go after you and sentence you to a 20-year prison sentence. But then again, I also saw recently how Amnesty International brought out, and what was sort of spooky was that the same article, Law 88, which is very similar to the Cuban law, is also found in Vietnamese legislation, where they had some musicians who were being threatened with long prison terms for speaking critically about the government. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we've observed is that these type of regimes coordinate amongst themselves sort of worst practices. And when democracies have not stood up and been more forthright in dealing with them, it's not only an issue of what's going on in Cuba or Russia, Vietnam or Burma, they're also having an impact in international human rights institutions like the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, and now in our hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights, the Inter-American Human Rights System, the Venezuelans with Cuba, Nicaragua, and other allies have been leading a drive to basically gut the human rights instruments that were very important back in the 1970s and going after, for example, the right-wing military juntas at the time. Well, the instruments that made it possible for this international organism put pressure on those military dictatorships are being stripped. So it's not only an issue of what takes place in your own country, it's also having an impact on international human rights standards.
Because of his work with the UN, Cuban authorities have told John in no uncertain terms that he isn't welcome there. But the first-hand reports he hears from family and friends who visit and live there are of a society that has deteriorated even from the poverty-stricken one he remembers as a child in 1980. He believes the reason Cuba has suffered so badly from Hurricane Sandy is from another hurricane in the form of the Castro regime.
So it's a very difficult situation. People are very frustrated, very cynical about the regime, because the government of Cuba has been very good at one thing, and that is maintaining itself in power. So when things get bad economically, yes, and this happened in the 80s and the 90s, and it's happening now, they'll loosen up for a bit to encourage some internal market developments, and then when things, the crisis is over, then they'll tighten up again and let things go down again, because they're afraid of having people get wealthy, become independent, and not be dependent on the state. And that's been a pattern they've had going back 30, 40 years.